oftentimes the comment comes that there may be people in distant lands that have never heard of God, don't know about God. And yet Scripture reminds us that that can't be true. There's a passage found in Acts chapter 14, if you turn there with me, in which Paul and those with him, actually Paul had done a great miracle, healing a man with legs that were broken. Those around were so amazed that they began to worship them as Zeus and Hermes. And Paul says, why are you doing this? He writes this in Acts chapter 14, if you pick up with me in verse 15. They began saying, men, why are you doing these things? We are also men of same nature as you. And we preach the gospel to you in order that you should turn from these vain things to a living God, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. And then he writes this in verse 16 and 17. And in the generations gone by, he permitted all the nations to go their own ways. We know that the nations came from those three sons of Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. You know, I'm pretty sure that each one of them recollected something about a big flood. And I'm pretty sure they passed that on down to their children. Nevertheless, he permitted the nations to go their own ways. And yet, he says in verse 17, he did not leave himself without witness. That's a great statement, isn't it? Well, perhaps they don't know about God. No, he has not left himself without witness. One of the things that Paul writes in Romans chapter 1, verse 19, that which is known about God is evident within them. What is he saying by that? God has put in every man a conscience, a sense of right and wrong. And then he goes on and writes in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, his eternal power, his divine nature, have been clearly seen and understood by what has been made. So they are without excuse. I mean, how can you look at the heavens, as Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. How can you look at those things and say, this little idol made that? Paul is making it clear that the evidence is all around us. A while back, I was talking with Tina about her culture, China, and the language that they have. And what a wonderful thing. This is a pretty old language. And the pictures that come out of the Chinese language, it's just a miraculous thing, wonderful thing. And so, Tina, I'm going to ask you to come up, because what I asked you to do was start putting some characters together that begin to display God in those characters. You think, well, these countries are without witness. No, they're not without witness. They're not without testimony. The testimony is within the very language, isn't it, Tina? So come on up. I know she's a little shy about doing this, but come on up. And Tina's going to teach us a little Chinese. Okay. I'm looking forward to this. Hang on. Let me give you there's your marker.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity to proclaim God's greatness, because he is great. And we're familiar with history of the Israelites. But at the same time, there were these Chinese on the other half of the world that we are not as familiar with. But the language, the historical writings reflect biblical truth. So it's really amazing, and it adds a little depth to the greatness of God.
It is amazing.
So for instance, for God, there are two words. This word means heaven. This word means emperor, because that was all they knew, the dynasties and the emperors.
Emperor in heaven.
Yeah, so this is emperor in heaven, and there was only one. And that people had the sense that there was only one God in heaven. The word for sacrifice was really interesting also. And how did they know? I'll show it to you.
I hope you you guys are taking notes.
There'll be a test after this.
We can't scribble that.
Okay. This word is composed of different elements that mean different things. So this word means a bull or a cow. This word means lamb. And this means cut or to kill something. This word means perfection. Perfect.
So this perfection coming through sacrifice.
Yeah. And there were other words that reflect the sacrifice that they were doing already. The sacrifice ceremony always included blood. The emperors themselves would do the sacrifice to plead with the heaven.
And the word cut is the word for, does anybody know, dealing with a covenant. Covenant is the
right.
word cut.
Yeah. And the word for covenant, I know you only want three words today.
Well, that's okay. You can give us a bonus.
Okay.
You want me to erase this?
Yeah.
Give you some space?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I sure hope you guys got that.
But I think it really adds a sense of awe of how God is just evident
now, how old
everywhere.
Is this language?
4,000 years. So it's pretty old. This word is for covenant. This is revelation, revealing. And this is vessel. So it's also because the vessel will contain blood. So it's a covenant made with blood.
Which
is the
covenant.
Top one?
Pardon?
Blood covenant.
Yeah.
Revealing.
What's the
revealing.
Top one?
Revealing. To reveal.
Shows it look like tablets.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. So
which the tablets in the Ark of the Covenant was the covenant.
You can look at it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this okay?
Yeah. The there are two words for salvation, which is also very interesting. This word means to save.
Okay.
And this element means to beg, to plead, save me, help. So this word means save. And this is composed of this word in here means greatness. And it's enclosed. So it's like a complete greatness. This word means heart. So the word itself means grace, kindness. So God's salvation is to save with his kindness. How do they know?
And he alone is great.
Yes, he alone is great. This is the complete.
Because of the bomb.
Because they could have had a word that says big heart. But they enclose the bigness with.
There's no one like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there. This is just a very few example of the words that reveal biblical truth. There were so many words that reveal creation.
Well, now, if you want to know more words, you're going to have to come back next week, because I'm going to have you do it again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We Thank you for the opportunity.
An interpreter to make sure she's doing it
right. Let's go in prayer. Father, we are so thankful that you do not leave yourself without witness, but you have so orchestrated it that your message has been proclaimed throughout all nations, ever has been. But we, in our coldness, in our hostility towards you, have turned away. All we like sheep have gone astray. We each have gone to our own way, and we are so grateful that you still keep calling us through your Son. We come to you today believing that you're not willing that any should perish, and knowing that you are a God that is ever-present help in time of trouble. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.